Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Self-driving cars. Flying cars. Self-driving flying cars. Are you ready for this type of technology? Are you ready for this?
I work with Central Florida Sure. Expressway Authority, and my newest client who signed on this week, City of Orlando Department of Transportation. I'm going to do some fun and interesting and really cool things with them.
Nice.
But I'm hearing all kinds of things working with them that are really interesting, like electric vehicles, obviously, right? But then EVTOLs, have you heard of those?
Electric vehicle total annihilation of language.
TOL. Okay, it's electric vehicle, it's electric vertical takeoff and landing.
Oh.
Flying cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are preparing for cars that can communicate to each other, which they do right now, and cars that can actually fly and land. And I don't know how that's going to work right now, but they're talking seriously enough about it that I'm like, this is really coming. And I get all Jetsons. I get all like kind of excited about that because I kind of want to be here for that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to fly my car. You?
I want to be able to get in a car, press a button, and it just takes me somewhere. I don't want to be flying. I've flown a plane. Have you ever flown a plane?
No. I mean, I've held the steering wheel for a couple seconds when they were the professional pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
But that wasn't even scary, but that's all I've done. Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Flown a plane.
Yeah, I was going for my pilot's license when I was like 19, 20.
Dude, this is a new thing that I didn't know about you.
But
okay, tell me about this.
It was fun. It was fun, but it was like you have to really, and knowing a lot of pilots, because I went to Embry-Riddle, and I math tutored a bunch of them. That, speaking of leadership and relentlessness and psychopathy, you have to want to get behind. Like in a car, you have very little chance of dying.
You're right.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Well, you're not going to die from a mechanical failure, typically.
Right. In an airplane, your instances of potentially dying go up.
Yeah.
And there is this kind of, I am flying, I am a master of all I survey because I'm up in the air, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're the pilot.
Oh, that, yeah.
So it's a little bit of power. I mean, if you ever talk to any pilot for more than 5 minutes, you hear that.
Oh. Now, did you solo?
Very
you
quickly. Solo? Yeah, yeah. So you got to Gainesville and back.
And from Ormond Beach. You got your license.
No, I got really close and then I got kind of bored with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel so disappointed for you for that, but
yeah.
You know, when I hear people like Jim Hobart talk about their flying experiences, man, it makes me want to take to the air.
Yeah.
It's just like, and I don't know why I haven't, I think because I'm more afraid than I am interested in it. It'll take a lot of work, but I'm also, I don't know, I don't want to fall from the sky.
Well, then how are you excited about this flying car situation?
Well, that's the thing. I'm assuming that at the point where you have a flying car, it's going to be more like a car than an airplane.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to manage it better. It's just in my imagination. But guess what? That's all it is right now, is in my imagination.
But more than likely, it would be an automated experience. You wouldn't be doing anything.
Oh, you know something? I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like that. I think that would be kind of cool. Yeah. I guess then I'd think to myself, really? Because if something goes wrong, you want some semblance of ability to take care of yourself. You're like, I can change a tire on the road and get myself going again if something happens like that. Something happens to my engine, God help me. I'm stuck until somebody comes and helps because I am illiterate. I don't speak engine.
Yeah.
But, you know, airplane-wise, the same kind of thing. It's like, if all of a sudden something goes wrong, I think about that with the space shuttle and being out in space. Something goes wrong and you're not equipped to fix it, the tools, the parts, the knowledge, you're out of luck, you know? So I kind of, I guess what I'm saying is terra firma for Bob.
Okay, yeah. We're going to keep you in your car.
Yeah. Hey, it's Bob. I discovered during this episode that I admire and envy people who have the courage to take to the skies. I also confirmed that I am a surface dweller. I desire to neither own the skies nor plumb the depths of the ocean, and don't get me started on space travel. So I'll continue to live vicariously through those who have the guts to soar and dive and leave the Earth's atmosphere. That does it for today's dose, my friends. Thanks for listening.